the battleground changes, no shot clock, and Jordanville. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. It's that time again, time for the MHSAA and its Student Advisory Council to comb the state in search of the top high school student cheering section in the state, better known as the Battle of the Fans. Entries for this year's 7th edition of the battle is January 13th, and the format expands this year to allow more schools to stay in the competition longer.
We've had a great 6-year run with the Battle of the Fans competition, but we're always looking for ways to enhance the program, make it more fun for everyone. So this year we'll have more schools involved for a longer period of time, and we'll have a greater emphasis on using social media so schools can showcase the fun that you can have within a student section.
Andy Freshour oversees the Student Advisory Council of the MHSAA, which developed a 2-week challenge for the 9 semifinalists to engage in over a 2-week period before the 3 finalists are selected to be visited by the MHSAA staff and SAC members on a game night. After those visits and some social media feedback, the champion will be selected and recognized during the MHSAA boys basketball semifinals in March. A school entry consists of a short YouTube video of its cheering section in action, showing positive sportsmanship, student body participation, school spirit, originality of cheers, organization of the group, student section leadership, and fun. You can follow the battle on the MHSA website. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Alpena's Chris DeRocher, who scored 30 points in leading the Wildcats to a boys basketball win over Sault Ste. Marie last week. And Carlos Johnson scored 20 points in the finale with Pawpaw to lead Benton Harbor's boys basketball team to the title in its own Holiday Hoops Classic. Skipping meals will only hurt your performance, so be sure to eat a regular meal or healthy snacks to fuel your body for every athletic event. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
One of the more hotly debated topics in the world of high school basketball over the last 6 or 7 years has been the topic of the shot clock. There are some parts of the country that advocate use of a shot clock. However, Michigan, along with many of the other Midwest states, have opposed adding the shot clock to high school basketball. One reason is the feedback we get from our basketball coaches is that a shot clock is not needed or necessary. That by adding this new rule, it would not improve or increase the level of play at the high school level. Plus, there are logistical considerations that all schools, if we used a shot clock, would now have to have personnel to run that equipment correctly.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. Some of the nostalgia of high school sports comes from the era of AM radio. Gymnasiums packed to the rafters for local rivalries, newspapers, remember those, being a primary source of how we followed high school sports. There was very little film to watch around that left it to our imaginations about how much larger than life our hardwood heroes were. Well, the smallest of those heroes and icons will get some love in a television documentary, which has been a long time in coming, about the Fenville Flash, Richie Jordan. Jordanville, a documentary by John Moy and Ann Colton, tells the story of the 5'7" Jordan, who was a first-team high school basketball All-American in the mid-1960s, along with the likes of Lou Alcindor, who finished his prep days holding all kinds of records in a variety of sports. It also captures the cultural issues of that time. Jordanville first aired on New Year's Day on WGVU-TV in Allendale, and it gets a replay Friday night at 7:30 on WGVU Life. You can also visit the MHSAA Sports Channel on YouTube to check out a 3-minute montage of Richie Jordan video with audio of his 60-point night against Bridgman in a 1965 regional game, which is still a state tournament record. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.